Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm Sean McIntosh. I'm a program director with the American Public Health Association's Center for Public Health Policy. Thank you for coming this afternoon. We actually are going to be presenting on building bridges between the built environment and public health sectors. I'm not an architect or engineer, so my analogy may be a little off. If it is, forgive me. But I personally believe that we've already done a pretty good job of building bridges between the built environment and public health sector to date, in that we have a swinging bridge. We have great partnerships between public health and planning, public health and transportation, public health and architecture. We've done that. We have a built environment and public health clearinghouse. It's wonderful, and we're going to hear about that today. However, public health and built environment language isn't embedded. It's not the same language yet. And we don't have this embedded way of doing things. There's no, when we have a health and all policies approach, there's no way to enforce it. There's no enforcement there. And we don't have a culture of health where it's the first thing that everyone thinks of. Health is not the first thing that all sectors think of. So we don't have a really sturdy bridge at this point where it's embedded in the culture of all sectors. But we're getting there, and we will get there because we have this great swinging bridge, and we're building a stronger bridge. And today we're going to hear from people who have been working on that and have been champions of that for a long time and will continue to do that. Our first speaker is going to be Chris Katitsky. He's currently the Associate Director for Program Development in the National Center for Environmental Health's Division of Emergency and Environmental Health Services with the CDC. It houses the CDC's Healthy Community Design Initiative, the Healthy Homes Program, and the Environmental Health Services Program. Chris also is adjunct faculty in Emory University's Rollins School of Public Health. Chris has held several leadership roles at CDC, including Deputy Associate Director of the National Center for Environmental Health, Office of Planning, Evaluation, and Legislation, Associate Director for Policy in NCEH's Division of Emergency and Environmental Health Services.
Enough.
Okay. Lots of leadership roles. There, he wrote this. He's also written a lot. I won't go through all the things that he's written. He is a member of the American Public Health Association, the National Environmental Health Association, and the American Planning Association. I think that's really important. I do think that's important because he is really embodying cross-sectoral collaboration. He's there. He's a member of all of those organizations. That's great. With that, I will say that he received his Master of Science degree from Florida State University in 1992, specializing in environmental planning. There we go. Anisha Botwe is Associate Professor of City and Regional Planning at Georgia Tech with expertise in community engagement and the relationship between built environment and public health. She earned her bachelor's in environmental science and public policy from Harvard, master's and PhD in city and regional planning from the University of Pennsylvania, and master's in public health from the University of Virginia. She co-authored Health Impact Assessment in the United States and published 10 refereed articles in leading academic journals, 6 book chapters, and numerous research reports, book reviews, commentaries, and blogs. She directs the Built Environment and Public Health Clearinghouse and co-leads the Atlanta Neighborhood Quality of Life and Health Project. She has secured over $8 million in research funding from NIH, CDC, and NSF, and serves on the ACSP Governing Board and the CDC Director's Advisory Committee. She is the 2013 NSF Advanced Faculty Woman of Excellence.
That's awesome, Nisha.
Matthew Welker, Associate AIA, is Manager, Strategic Alliances and Initiatives for the AIA National Component in Washington, D.C. In this role, he works with a diverse team of sustainability leaders to manage the design and health portfolio, focusing on organizational collaboration, member education, and research. He earned his Master's of Architecture from the Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia. And he didn't put this in his bio, but he was instrumental in creating the glossary that he's going to talk about today. Anna Ricklin, AICP, is the manager of Planning and Community Health Center, American Planning Association in D.C. Anna works with APA members and partners to research, educate, and promote planning practice that improves public health through increased physical activity, healthy eating, and access to health and human services. With a background in public health, transportation planning, and nutrition, Anna is an emerging leader in applied research, strategic planning, and coalition building for healthy communities. She has worked in the fields of health impact assessment, community outreach, and active transportation, including transit and bicycle planning. In 2011, Anna joined APA with the aim to bring together all aspects of planning to support public health. She's doing that. She has an MHS from the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health and a BA in anthropology from American University. She lives in Washington, D.C. With that, I'm going to turn it over to the speakers.